Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. I wanted to just speak briefly about the situation going on with Pastor Dow. He's being accused of committing adultery, sleeping and marrying another man's wife. It was a member in his church that he was married to this woman, and they separated, and she ended up eventually divorcing her husband and marrying Pastor Dow. And it was another member in his congregation that did the same thing. It was a woman that had a husband, and for whatever reason, those men were excommunicated. They were kicked out. The one man, I think his name is Jamie, he wanted to leave, and he wanted his wife to and the children to go with him, and she refused. So he ended up taking the children, and then Pastor Dow ends up marrying her. And you've had both sides so far as those that is accusing him of an adultery, which it looks like he did commit adultery, and he's not answering, or his congregation in a way that is satisfactory. They kind of use semantics. They use the technicalities of the law so far as witnesses. You know, when you make an accusation, you have to have at least two witnesses. So biblically, you do have to have proof. Yet and still, it's a simple question that people ask him. And the question was, did or did you not take another man's wife? And he won't, at least from what I've heard, he haven't answered that question or his members directly. I've listened to several broadcasts, and people are, you know, they're upset, they're angry. Because one thing, if you're in leadership and you can rebuke people, when it's your time to be rebuked, people, they're not going to spare. They're gonna, you know, point out the offenses. And if you did make an offense, such as, you know, a sin such as adultery, according to the Bible, the Heavenly Father in the ancient times would put the man and the woman to death for adultery. So that is a sin worthy of death. Yet and still, he can repent if he humble himself. And the proof, you know, from these men who had wives and now they're divorced for whatever reason, and then these members in the church have come forward and they have taken sides, you know, with either the person that was excommunicated, and then you have people that are taking the sides or taking the side of Pastor Dow and the congregation. And also there's other things going on, such as how brothers in his congregation, talking about Pastor Dow, they give their whole paychecks. Now, he's going into the book of Acts where everyone put all of their, basically their money and their possessions and all things that would be common, meaning they put all their money together and they pretty much distributed everything within the fold of the church. So you got people out there in modern times that have sold their land or their homes or their property, and they may have, I don't know if they gave it to Pastor Dow or for the church, or they sold it and they gave him money. but people have, given their money to the church. They have given their paychecks. You got men that give their whole paycheck to the ministry, and they'll end up getting $50, $100 back, if that. And so something is very wrong with that type of oppressive system, because if you're putting money into something, especially when it comes to land and property, those families, they should own. They shouldn't be, living somewhere, and if they don't agree with what the pastor say, or if it's a situation where there was, alt or division, then they could be excommunicated. So they didn't uprooted their homes, wherever they lived at. They've given all their money, they sold their possessions, and then they get kicked out the church. Now where are they going to go? What do they have? And that situation is happening with that, the minister or Pastor Rufus, who was a member for 15 years. And then all of a sudden he had a situation. I guess he yelled at Pastor Dow, and for whatever reason, he was basically demoted, so far as being a leader of that particular, community in Georgia. And so from that, he ended up pretty much, excommunicating himself in so many words. And I guess he has land, and then there's like this divide, some of it straight way. So it's all confusion. And that's because, if you get all these people together and they don't own anything, and they have to walk on eggshells, or they have to appease the those that are ruling, that could be a bad situation. So it don't look good, And again, to those brothers and sisters out there that know about what's happening or have heard about it, we got to judge fairly. This is why I didn't speak on it, because I wanted to hear both sides. There's proof from the men that were divorced, and then there's accusations of the men not being right, and they're saying that they abandoned, or at least one of them abandoned his wife and stuff like that. So it's just a whole bunch of just stuff that, it's a lot of missing pieces of the puzzle, and straightway won't give a direct answer. They won't say yay or nay. And I've watched several videos, and people on the comment board, they have asked, did or did not Pastor Dow take a man's wife? And there's no direct answer. So you got men that, basically are working, they're in this, they're building those homes, houses and communities, buildings and stuff like that. You got men that are laboring and they're not getting a wage. The Bible go into a man, if he works, he needs to get a wage. And if you're giving all your money and then you're working on, building these properties or these homes, you've been, in so many words, that's a situation where you're at a disadvantage. Because if you do get kicked out, you're going to leave with nothing. They're going to show you to the gate, and you're not going to have anything. Or if you have a family there, And they might just tell you to get the hell out, or they might give you so many days like they are giving Pastor Rufus. They're giving him 30 days to basically move from wherever he's at, you know. So I've spoken about Pastor Dow several times in regards to communities and homesteads, which I said from, you know, from months or even years ago, that I don't agree with his doctrine or a lot of his doctrine, but I do appreciate the fact that he built homesteads. But if he's operating in that way, taking men's wives and misusing brothers, you know, working them and not paying them, and they don't own anything, that's wicked. And if those accusations are true, he needs to repent, because the Lord will judge him no matter how many homesteads he built. Because, you know, his response is pretty much talking about his fruits and all his labors and stuff like that. But we don't boast in our works. We boast in Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai. Because we're saved through grace, by faith, and it's not of our works. So that's pretty much it. You know, again, I wanted to hold off on speaking about this, because I want, it's so, you know, many videos coming out, this person saying that. And that's why it's good to, like, hold your peace until the whole situation comes out, because there's more stuff coming out, and it looks damaging what's happening, you know, so far as the accusations. But at the same time, we want to be able to hear both sides of the situation so we can judge fairly. And it just seemed like that those that are speaking against him or bringing out facts or just bringing out valid points or basically coming with receipts. And Pastor Dow and his congregation are just shaming people, saying that they're, that, you know, when men are calling up, you know, to some of those other members' platforms, and they, you know, they upset. And rightfully so, because you got people out there that follow congregations. And so these men that are leading are held at a higher standard. And so people are rightfully pissed off. And then you got members in the church that are saying, oh, these people are being emotional and just basically gaslighting them. No, nigga, did he commit adultery or not? Don't be trying to shame people. Don't try to, you know, make people seem less than, and they're not on a spiritual level, when you just goddamn tap dancing around the question. People want to know because it involves people's salvation and their faith. Because when people hear that and they've been following, you know, these congregations in these churches and their leaders let them down, that's bad. And that could cause a brother or even a sister to stumble. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to cause a situation where someone will lose their faith based off of a person's sins. So I'll try to, you know, continue to listen, you know, more. And if more information come out, I'll just, you know, put in my mental Rolodex. And if it be the Lord's will, I'll, you know, bring more, you know, content about this situation. Because I don't want to be a talebearer, but these things have to be brought up. And these situations, you know, so far as like the different camps and schools and churches, You know, for the most part, brothers are out there preaching the gospel. They're waking up the Lord's flock. But at the same time, we have to rebuke one another and rebuke one another in love and not, you know, to basically destroy people. But at the same time, if that person is not accepting the rebuke or correction, they're likened to a heathen. So if they won't repent, then you can't really do anything other than, you know, just hold your peace. And eventually the Lord will judge them or put hell on them until they do repent. All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, Hamashiach, Yahweh Shai, Shalom.